Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Felicitations and greetings, Gary.
Felicitations. I'd like to meet a girl named Felicity. Yeah. Wasn't she on some, there was some show.
Yeah, TV show.
Oh, it's the same girl that ended up playing in The Americans Now, whatever her name is. I don't know. Derek, you know who that is? The Americans, that chick.
Carrie Russell.
Yeah. There you saw. You must have a crush on her, Derek, because that just rolled right off your tongue, didn't it? Carrie Russell.
Rabbit hole.
Well, I just remember the name, but I never watched the Felicity, but yeah, I just remember it.
You can be honest with me, dude. You're crushing. It's okay. It's all right. We can all have a crush on Carrie Russell. All right. Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about a Carrie Russell movie I saw once with my wife. See? About a diner. She was a waitress and... That's our whole rabbit trail, man.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good movie.
We can get into that. Well, let's take care of our sponsor this hour is Claves Marina. If you're looking for a boat and you want to get out this summer, buy a new or used boat, 734-426-4532. That's 734-426-4532. Or you can go to clavesmarina.com. That's K-L-A-V-E-S marina.com. So they've got
C-O-M.
They've got some great places, great prices, and a lot of great boats. And check them out. They're out there on Portage Lake and Pinckney areas. So check them out.
Wonderful boating environment out there.
Yes, yes. And if you miss the show live, you can always catch it on rednationrising.us. So make sure you're checking that out Saturday and Sunday evenings. A lot of great shows on Red Nation Rising as well. We're also on Spreaker, SoundCloud, and archived, of course, at thedailydrift.com. Yes, exactly right. So, man, I got to tell you, I'm feeling a little epiphany this week.
Ooh.
I've realized that I myself am a force of nature, and I control my destiny a little more than I thought I did. So I'm making some changes in my life.
Will this affect climate change?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I am the force of nature, dude. I'm going to handle that. No, one of the things I'm thinking about doing is actually selling the Current newspaper. So if there's an entrepreneur out there who would like to maybe get into the newspaper business, you should contact me, 734-629-6010.
I know a guy who owns a paper. I told you about him. He owns
Besides
the Milan
me?
Eagle. Yeah, he owns the Milan Eagle. I
wonder. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to hook you guys
Let him
up.
Know.
Yeah. Of course, he doesn't have a radio show. If he does, he didn't tell me about it.
Well, you too can sit where Gary sits if you own the Current. Maybe you'd play your cards right. Maybe that's in the future for you as well. But anyways. Call us, 734-822-1600 on any of the subjects we're about to cover, and we're going to run through these
Was
really
that
quick.
On any of the subjects we're about to cover?
What?
That's the guidelines of calling us on any of the subjects we're
any
about
of the
to
subjects
cover.
We are about to cover. All right, well, let's start out. Our first here was an update from last week. Now, we covered Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I want to hit this real quick because there was a little update. Derek, you got track one before we move on to the good stuff. Let's talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her illegal activity in Congress. Go ahead.
Former DNC chairperson, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, may be threatening the Capitol Police Chief for holding a computer as part of an ongoing criminal investigation of Wasserman Schultz's former IT staffer.
With the permission of, through the investigation, and we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way and should expect that there would be consequences.
Indeed, there may be consequences for someone, given the state of this ongoing criminal investigation, says Luke Rosiak, who writes about the probe for the Daily Caller News Foundation.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the representative from Florida, revealed that the Capitol Police are holding on to some technology equipment of hers relating to a criminal investigation into her longtime IT aide, a Pakistani guy named Imran Awan. He is suspected of massive breaches of information security and laws and policies surrounding security of members' information. It appears that he was funneling members' data outside of House computers.
And funneling Member of Congress data outside of the House of Representatives' computers appears to be what may have sparked the investigation, with Wasserman Schultz's employee, Mr. Awan, as its focus. But the Daily Caller's Rosiak says when Awan's family members became employed by other Democratic members of Congress, it should have raised questions.
Pretty soon, his relatives started appearing on the payroll of other Democrats. So he had two of his brothers both appeared on the payroll. His wife did. His brother's wife did. His best friend did. In all, they collected $4 million since 2010. The thing is, most of those guys were never seen on campus. They appear to be ghost employees.
And none of the 20 or so members of Congress whom these people work for have complained or commented due to the nature of what they point out is an ongoing investigation. Rosiak also notes that House Speaker Paul Ryan has said the Capitol Police have now begun working with outside agencies in this ongoing probe. John Hines, One America News, Washington.
All right, so.
Outside agencies.
Your tax dollars paying the criminal Democrats to hire these
criminal Pakistanis
who are funneling congressional information, secure information outside
to WikiLeaks.
To God only knows, but probably to terrorists, right?
Yeah, could
let's be honest. Yep. I think we talked last week that the one wife has already left the country.
Yep.
You know, went back
fled
to Pakistan because she knows she's guilty and doesn't want to go to jail. And so Ms. Wasserman Schultz should be in jail alongside her little buddy, Imran Awan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's call it what it is. It's criminal behavior from the Democratic Party. This is just one.
Well,
among men.
Her hairstyle alone is criminal behavior.
That's cruel, dude.
Sorry.
What, you're just demonizing. Why are you going all Alinsky on her?
Sorry.
Right? Okay, so the big news this week, I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, I'm going to keep hammering old Debbie until we have to. Paris Accord, right?
Yep.
Happy?
Oh, good deal, man. Good deal, man. Promise fulfilled. Thank you, sir.
Promise fulfilled. You people, you never Trumpers, can say anything you want. You know what? I am ecstatic with his performance.
I called into Theron a couple nights ago on his show and mentioned that I wasn't comfortable being on pins and needles up until the announcement because his daughter was supposed to be lobbying him to change his mind and just, oh, dear God, please, dear God, please.
Yes.
And then it comes out great, and it's just like, yes.
Yes. And you know what? There you go. He went against his own daughter, his flesh and blood. Why? Because he's an honest man, for crying out loud. Don't you never Trumpers just shut up. He's doing the job that he was supposed to be doing. He fulfilled another campaign promise. I'm happy.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, too bad.
I like the way he did it, too. He did it. He did the right thing, but he didn't go all, and there is no climate change.
Right.
I believe there is no anthropomorphic man-caused climate change myself, and he probably does too, but why bring down the wrath of all? He kept it clean.
He did.
He kept it clean. He says, we're doing this because of economics.
Yeah,
bingo.
And he's not outrageous about it either. So, Derek, you got track two. This is part of his speech announcing that he's out. And I frankly thought it was very mature, very calm.
Statesmanlike.
Very statesmanlike. Let's go ahead and hear that.
As president, I can put no other consideration before the well-being of American citizens.
Yes.
The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American workers, who I love, and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production. Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country. This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune. Not only does this deal subject our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals. As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
Okay.
As you can see, I'm just smiling ear to ear. I'm in nirvana. Can we play that again, please?
Yeah, I was listening to Theron this week, too, and he said the same thing, one of his best speeches ever. And I have to agree. Here's a guy, and he, you know, he came out and said, if you're going to want to renegotiate it so that it's fair for us, happy to do so. And, of course, the Europeans are like, oh, there's no renegotiation. Well, you know what, Europe?
Good.
Screw you!
Hey, I'm glad there's no Thank you.
We have supported Europe far too long. We've given the Chinese and the Russians and the rest of the world everything, and yet they want to punish us. Let me tell you something. When I grew up as a young boy, our country was dirty. Our water was filthy. Mm-hmm. The Great Lakes here,
Detroit River
was just dirty, right? Toledo, the Lake Erie caught on fire.
No, Cuyahoga River.
Everything just dirty, right?
Lake Erie was dead.
Yep. And in the course of a decade, by the time I graduated high school, I spent a lot of time on the Detroit River. Mm-hmm. That water went from being brown and unable to see an inch into it to being, you could see many feet down into it, and blue and clear, beautiful. So the United States has done everything. We've bent over backward to clean up our country. And yet they want to increase China can pollute. Go to China right now. Put your mask on, folks. I've had friends who just come back from Taiwan, which is the island off of mainland China. They're wearing masks because of the microparticles, they call it.
That float in from China.
Yes.
And Japan is the same way.
Yep. Yes. And they're not making China do anything to clean up their act.
Yep.
And yet we have to take 20% reduction in our CO2.
Or India.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? The rest of the world, all I can say is screw you. Because I've had enough, and obviously President Trump has had enough as well. And thank God for him.
I just want to apologize for any reticence I had before during the campaign of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, see, you know?
Yeah.
Was I right?
Yes, you were right.
I like hearing that. All right, so let's hear Rand Paul, who I always think of as a pretty common sense. I don't agree with him on everything, but he gets put on with Jake Tapper. And, of course, Jake Tapper, not a journalist, just an agenda, pushing. If you see the whole interview, and I've got it at thedailydrift.com, go see it. We're going to play a snippet of it. You got the first part of that, Derek? Let's listen to Rand Paul battling this idiot, Jake Tapper.
Rand Paul of Kentucky, he supports withdrawing from the Paris climate deal. Senator, thanks so much for joining us. We anticipate that President Trump is going to announce not only that he's withdrawing, but that he does want to have a better climate deal. What might a better climate deal look like?
Well, first, you wouldn't lose 6 million American jobs. You know, I think one of the reasons President Trump was elected is that he promised that he would defend the American worker and defend American jobs. There are estimates that this agreement, which is unfair and punishes America in a much greater fashion than other countries, that we would lose 6.5 million jobs. Meanwhile, countries like India and countries like Iran, we would have to pay them to reduce their carbon emissions. I can't imagine a worse agreement than this thing for the American worker. But I think this is something that President Trump promised the voters. He was going to keep American jobs here, and he wasn't going to sign crazy agreements that don't have our best interest at heart.
Where would these, I don't know what study you're referring to, Senator, where would these 6 million American jobs come from? It seems like a rather dire prediction.
Well, they're in the energy industry. A lot of ours have been lost in Kentucky. We've lost, you know, nearly 90,000 jobs in the coal industry because of excessive regulation. So if America, under this accord, has to reduce her carbon input by 20%, but China doesn't have to reduce their carbon footprint at all, how could that possibly be fair? Who in their right mind would sign something that says China doesn't have to do anything and we have to reduce? When you reduce your carbon footprint, it means you're going to have to reduce your energy output and or you have to convert to other sources, but there may not be enough energy from the other sources. And so then we're talking about going without energy.
How much are related to
American jobs.
How much should the U.S. reduce its carbon footprint?
All right.
Under the accord.
Are we done with that? All right, we're done with that. It's all right.
Why do we need to reduce our carbon footprint? I don't get it.
It's because we're too successful.
Yeah.
We can't be so successful when the rest of the world is pining away. Well, you know what? Stop having so many kids. Stop fighting with each other, cutting heads off. You know, the oldest part of human civilization is the Middle East and Africa, right? And it's the biggest crap hole in the world. Why do they want to punish us for being successful?
I have a clip of John Kerry's response to this. I would like to play it right now.
Do you got it?
Yeah, it's right now.
Derek?
Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
Yeah.
It's just whining, you know? It's just amazing to me. How about the second part of that, Derek? Can you roll back to the finish up?
And for the American worker that makes $20,000, $25,000 a year working in the American energy sector, to tell him we're just going to, him or her, that you're not going to have a job and China doesn't have to obey the same rules. The whole reason this Paris Accord should be done is not a debate over global warming or climate change or whatever you want to call it. It should be a debate over whether it's fair. Is it fair for China to keep polluting at alarming rates and going to be the one cutting back on carbon and China does do nothing? Is it fair that Russia gets to increase their carbon output by 50%? That is not fair to America. It's not fair to the American workers. And I'm betting you that the viewership will say, you know what? America will say, we'd like to have jobs and we don't want these alarmists who are saying that we're going to have mass extinction. We don't want these people in charge. They were in charge the past 8 years and they tried to kill most of the jobs in my state. So I think people want jobs and they want a clean environment, but they don't want alarmists in charge who.
All right, let's we're good with that.
In the last show, in Linda's show where Dick was covering, Dick played some news about the shrinking of the Arctic, some alarming news about the shrinking of the Arctic ice cap and seals, baby seals dying from warm temperature. And then he basically referenced that it was a 1924 article.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, we've got growing Arctic ice, yes, Antarctic ice.
When he was reading that, that's weird.
Yeah, the only place in Antarctica where it's melting is like where there's a sub-volcano mm-hmm. down there, right? I think that's the western end of Antarctica. Whatever. Just Google it up. But, you know, these I heard it again so many times. 98% of the scientists all believe. I'm like, number one, that is the biggest lie. You know, we'll have to cover that another day. That's
W.C. Briggs was on Gruber's show.
Yeah.
And he was basically, I guess he has the data that shows it's really only 1%.
Yes.
And how they got the 97%.
Because they threw all the surveys away.
WCBriggs.com. Yeah.
Yeah, they took like 3,000 surveys, took 200 of them, threw the rest of them away, and 98% of the ones they kept said, oh, yeah, sir, global warming's real. No, it's not. No, it's not. Listen, those glaciers have been melting for thousands of years before we were even using fire, for crying out loud.
Yep.
It's just incredibly insane. And when I look at these people on Facebook, I just want to reach through the thing and say, wake up! What is wrong with you?
Step outside, look up about noonday, and see that big glowing object in the middle of the sky there. And don't stay out too long because it will burn you.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
and that's the effect. That's what's having the effect on the weather right there.
Yeah. It's insanity at its best, and it just drives me absolutely crazy. Derek, let's take a real quick break if we can. And when we come back, we're going to pick up and we're going to hit Miss Kathy Griffin and her debacle with threatening the president in her so-called comedy, whatever. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, my name is Tim O'Byrne. I'm with Fingerly Lumber Installed Sales Department. The Installed Sales Department offers the homeowners a one-step process to replace their windows, replace their doors, or decks or siding. What we'll do is we'll come out to your house, we will evaluate your needs, your wants, do everything from start to finish, we'll install it, we'll make sure it's done right, and by the way, installation is the most important part of this process. We have great products to offer. We have very low maintenance Anderson 400 series windows. There's a lot of different ways we can install a window or a door. That's where I come in. I've been doing this over 30 years now. Come on into our showroom. Ask for Tim O'Byrne. I'll be more than happy to help you with your windows, your doors, your decks, your siding, any exterior projects on your house. I'd love to help you with. Fingerly
Lumber. Families hit by drug addiction already know how difficult this problem is to solve. In many cases, addicts have tried multiple 28-day or 12-step programs that did not work. Narcanon Freedom Center believes that addiction is neither inherited nor an incurable disease that requires indefinite treatment or medication for the rest of a person's life. Narcanon Freedom Center's drug addiction program consists of unique techniques to assist addicts to overcome drug and alcohol dependencies and the damaging effects to an addict's life. This is done naturally, and there is no substitution drug to handle one drug addiction by inheriting another. Narcanon Freedom Center's goal is for each individual to achieve and maintain long-term success. Any family member or loved one of an addict, please do not hesitate to call Narcanon Freedom Center at 517-629-6749 and reach out for help. That's 517-629-6749. We are in this battle together, and as a team, we can fix the problem of addiction.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift. Ipsia joining me in studio. And let's take a quick call from Will in Ypsilanti, who wants to talk about global warming. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Will.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You know I never miss your show.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you.
So we'll make it quick here. You know, all the I call it global warming, and I spell it G-L-O-B-U-L-L. Nothing but conjecture, you know, because this is behavioral modification at the top level. And they do it by restricting certain things that we want to do. And what's the best way to do it is to sign up to some garbage climate agreement. And I'm really proud that President Trump escaped this. I think it's better for us. And we put a lot of money in there, and they count on us. Let's see how they do it without us.
Yeah. You know what it says, Will? It says this. America's wallet is no longer open for the rest of the world to take. Sorry, that's our money. We earned it. You want to get out and earn your own money? We ain't giving it free to you anymore. I'm done with that.
Yep. You got that right. We're right on the same page, brother. Well, I know you're coming up on a hard break, so I'm out of here, okay?
All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. Yep. Take care.
Thoughtful yep. caller Will is. You know, I mean, just...
He does. He gets in, makes his point, yeah. and moves on. Yes. Gotta love that.
Unlike me when I call shows, I just ramble.
No, it's awesome. Well, here's the other thing. Kathy Griffin, right? So she pulls the head out, and you know what? She should have known, and she did know. It was a calculated risk on her part to try and become something or to get some attention, and it backfired on her big league, anyway. So then she comes out, and she puts this crappy apology out there.
Pre-packaged, pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded, I'm sure.
Yes.
And then the... 2 days later, after the blowback gets so bad on her, she gets an attorney and then comes out and wants to play the victim. Well, you know what?
Poor
Track four, Derek. Let's listen to this scumbag and her, I call it a retraction of an apology because she's a useless human being. She really is. Play it.
Whatever they do. Like I said, it's quite clear to me that they're trying to use me as a distraction, and I'm not going to be collateral damage for this fool.
I think
he's a fool. So I'm going to say I think
we're sort of going around this way. So
you know, I can say that.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he. I'm going to be honest. He broke me. He broke me.
He broke me.
And then I was like, no, this isn't right. This
put some tears right. in there, lady.
Yeah.
That's all I got
and
to
I
say.
I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. And I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this or they're making it about Barron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile on. And some people have expressed to me.
You know, she's a human douchebag.
Right next to Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom.
Yeah.
What else do you need to know?
Total scumbag.
Yeah.
I have no respect for this woman. A long time ago, I thought she was funny. But you know what? You knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You took the risk. It blew up on you. And face the facts. You blew it. You did something that was horrendous.
Yep. Bombed. And there's a term in the industry. It's called you bombed.
You bombed. And so now she wants to... So was it you telling me or somebody was saying...
I'll take credit.
She wants to sue... You know, wants to sue
somebody else told
whatever,
you
lady. You're no victim. You are a bully. You're a scumbag. And you don't belong anywhere in the United States. Get out. That would be my recommendation to her. Just get out because we don't want you here.
We don't need
your kind of ilk in this country. All right, there's the hard break. We'll see you guys on the other side. We're going to come back and we're going to beat up on our next victim, James Comey. See you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump's decision to leave the Paris Climate Accord sparking protests like this one in Chicago, where one demonstrator quoted President Barack Obama.
We are the first generation to feel the real effects of climate change and the last generation that can start to do something about it.
President Trump insisting the agreement is bad for American businesses. Meanwhile, another controversial move by the White House, the revised travel ban, facing a legal test.
The administration is asking for the Supreme Court to let the ban go into effect immediately. At this point, there's no timetable when the Supreme Court may make that decision.
Fox's Will Carr and music legend Greg Allman laid to rest in Macon, Georgia. President Jimmy Carter has said he'd attend the private service. Meanwhile, fans line the streets outside to honor him. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom. I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
Tuning in to catch the drift. If you can't tell, Ed, I'm going out tonight. I'm going clubbing.
Oh, cool.
Clubbing it! Yeah, I'm going out. What the hell with it? I'm
going a rave? Going to go rave?
You know, I've never been to a rave, and I've always wanted to go to a rave.
Really?
I don't want to drop all that crazy stuff that they do, but I've always wanted to go to a rave. I've never been. You know, find that crazy warehouse out in the blues backwoods somewhere and hang out all night. Yeah, I haven't done that, but it's coming. Give up your dreams, you die, right? I'm going to go to a rave someday. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Well, you wanted to get into Comey, but there is one thing that'll be a segue into Comey, because we're going to talk about that dirty bugger. And it's James Woolsey, who was a former Clinton CIA director, talking about the back channels, and everybody's making a big thing. Oh, Jared Kushner was back channeling Russia. Well, listen to what former Clinton CIA director James Woolsey had to say about it. Got that ready? Go ahead.
Sean Spicer today was asked about that back channel, and he didn't really answer it during the briefing. So, do you think that the president, the incoming president or the president-elect, knew about this? Again, I have to ask you, Ambassador.
I don't know whether it was him or whether it would have been somebody else in the incoming administration, But I don't see anything untoward about having back channel communications as long as you're doing it accurately and within the confines, essentially, of what your superiors have asked of you. People have back channel communications all the time. It's often done via intelligence services because they can often, a head of a DCI, for example, could travel without people knowing that he's traveling.
So, Ambassador, why not disclose that then?
Well, there are a lot of things that I think have been disclosed too much, and I think that is the real scandal here, that so much has been disclosed, it makes it hard for secrecy that's essential to the operation of the U.S. government in these areas to continue. Mm-hmm. And I think the people who have broken these tacit and formal agreements and taken classified information and turned it loose are basically traitors to the country.
Traitors to the country.
Mm-hmm.
Much like our own Mr. James Comey. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, back-channeling, again, it's the media making stories out of nothing. Back-channeling happens. Barack Obama's people did it. George Bush's people did it. The other Bush did it. The Clintons did it. They all do it. That's part of the process. You can't always do things in public.
Roosevelt did it.
Yes.
You know?
Roosevelt, who had all the Alger Hiss communists in his party
well,
with him.
Well, yes. You know, but Roosevelt also, he was reaching out to Stalin mm-hmm. before the war.
Yeah.
You know, before World War II, of all things, trying to warn him about Germany. There's back channels. I mean, that's how life is.
Yep.
You know?
All right. Well, I'm going to let you lead us forward because you did send this to me and I read it earlier and promptly have forgotten everything about it. So I'm glad you brought it forward because I don't like James Comey, and he's going to testify this week, and we'll see whether he purges himself or tries to make a fool out of Trump or whatever he's going to do with his little memos and his testifying. And it sounds like Robert Mueller's going to have a dog leash on him to keep him from saying too many things because they don't want to jeopardize whatever investigation yeah. is ongoing at this point, right? So why don't you lead us through
allegations
that?
By unknown sources. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, I want to preface this by saying that I was defensive, and on air here, I was defensive of James Comey and I thought that he was a decent guy in a difficult position and that he was actually, when he first came on last year about Hillary Clinton, that he was actually prosecuting her on air because he knew that the Obama administration would never prosecute her in court. So he was basically giving his case. And then he says, but I'm not going to prosecute her. So I really thought he was doing the nation a favor. And to some degree, I still think he did because it contributed to her downfall, I believe. And yet, I've since come across, somebody sent me an email earlier this week that I forwarded to you that other people have received. There's another guy on YouTube who's read it verbatim, word for word. Now, it starts out saying that it's from somebody named Lisa Franks, and I can't find who Lisa Frank is. I've Googled it. I haven't come up with any report or anything. I really believe that this, like we said earlier, I believe that this came out from somebody deep in the Trump administration who's trying to get the news out and can't do it on a back source leak to any of the media because they won't report it. So it comes out in this fashion. And I'm not trying to promote my blog here, but if you want to read the full text of this, if you haven't gotten it in your inbox, you can go to Google Not of This World or Ed Bondarenka, The Truth Behind Comey, and it'll probably show up in your Google that way. And you'll see the link to the full text. I want to highlight this. Guy says, begin by noticing how the president fired Comey when Comey was 3,000 miles away from his office, that Comey had no inkling he was being cut and that all his files, computers, and everything in his office was seized by his boss, Sessions, and the Justice Department. This was not a violation of protocol. It was tactical. Now, I'd like to think that Donald Trump's team is this smart.
Okay? Oh, Bannon? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay? So basically, they waited till he was away from the office to fire him after presumably lulling him into a false sense of security that his job was.
Right.
Okay, so here's Comey's history. Comey was a minor assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s. He only gained power and money by being the DOJ official who investigated and cleared Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing in Clinton's totally corrupt pardon for huge payoffs of Mark Rich.
Yes.
Remember Mark Rich,
yep.
the criminal financier, yep. arms smuggler, and all that stuff? And
Bill Clinton gave him the pardon.
Well, it was actually Comey who convicted Mark Rich also.
Nice.
You know, it's kind of weird. So it gave Comey credibility in pardoning Mark Rich. But what does Mark Rich do in return for his pardon? He enriches the Clintons. Back channel, Clinton Foundation. So it goes on to say, Comey provided cover for the Clintons in their gaining incredible power and wealth after leaving office through pardoning a billionaire money launderer, arms dealer, and criminal. Comey was a key piece in how the Clintons upped their corruption game and gained incredible wealth through the foundation. Now, we go on with HBSC.
Which is a bank.
A bank.
For those who don't know.
Yes, exactly. And it was involved in cartel money laundering, drug money laundering, arms money laundering. And after a bit, James Comey becomes one of the directors of HSBC. And after about a year of, you know, giving HSBC cover because of his, you know, aura of cleanness, right? After about a year of that, despite his lack of any law enforcement experience, no Department of Justice leadership experience, and no qualifications for the job, Comey was appointed FBI director by Obama. Now, I'd always thought Comey had come up through the ranks, but it turns out, no, not at all. These are all facts. These are not conjecture.
Yeah.
So the only qualification Comey had was that he was owned by the Clintons. Clinton was appointed to the FBI right when Hillary was leaving the State Department and was vulnerable to the FBI because she'd been using what? A private server, mishandling classified information, selling access to favors and contracts from the State Department to Clinton Foundation donors, including Comey's Lockheed Martin, who he also had done a stint from. I'd skipped over that.
Yep.
He had actually become director at...
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is wealthy in his own right. He's not just a government functionary,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, because he's been leeching off the system. What does Alex Jones say? He's the global elite scum.
There you go.
That's what it's James Comey.
Mm-hmm. And remember that this was about the same time that the Inspector General of the State Department found over $2 billion missing from the State Department finances during Hillary's tenure. Now, the obvious conclusion is that Comey was appointed to the FBI along with other reliable Clinton-Obama cronies to run interference for the Clintons and Obamas at the nation's federal law enforcement agency in conjunction with a corrupt Department of Justice. Comey was and is owned by the Clintons. So it goes on and says in 2015, early 2016, information began to come out about the Clinton Foundation. It's used by the Clintons as a slush fund. Goes on, I'm skipping over a lot here. James Comey's brother, of all things, was a professional accounting firm was brought in by the Clintons to do a review of the foundation, right?
Yep.
File some reports, make recommendations, and provide a veneer of legitimacy. Well, one of those guys was James Comey's brother. And this brother owes James Comey $700,000 for a loan that James gave him to buy a house. And presumably some of the money from the Clinton Fund was used to make payments to James on the loan. Over 2 years later, nothing has happened as a result of the FBI investigating the Clinton funds under Comey. So no one in Congress or federal law enforcement was intended to actually pursue the Clintons, but Judicial Watch came out and found out about the server. So now something has to be done. As head of the FBI, Comey and his lackeys in key positions deliberately screwed up the investigation into Hillary's use of a private server and her plain violation of national security law. So goes on. I don't want to read the whole thing,
but
this gives you the context of who James Comey is.
Yeah, it shows you the total depth of the corruption that is going on in Washington, D.C. Folks, this isn't just words, corruption and drain the swamp. It is so thick. These people are all making money. The congressmen that don't make money and don't come out rich, they're few and far between. They really are. The rest of them are making money hand over fist and screwing the American people with their legislative techniques to find ways to get rich. And that's what they're doing. It's that thick. Let's take a quick call from Gary from Hazel Park, wants to kind of backtrack on global warming. Gary, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, what you guys were just talking about, Comey, we don't have a swamp up there. That's a sewer.
We need Ed Norton for president.
Hey, look, you know, I understand the drones on the left and the global warming fanatics aren't going to believe me, but who's going to regulate volcanic activity and forest fires and the natural seepage of greenhouse gases out of the ocean floor?
And the sun.
I mean, this stuff has been going on for millennia upon millennia, okay? And it's not anything to do with us. And it's such a joke, and I'm so embarrassed that so many millions of people, Americans, who are supposed to be thinking, logical people, believe this nonsense. And it's probably the biggest black eye that I can recall in the last 100 years for America.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that really scares me, too, Gary. When they talk about under Paris Accord, we were going to have to reduce our carbon footprint by 20% here in the United States. Let me ask you something. What government agency, what people are going to decide who's going to cut that 20%? Who has to reduce their carbon footprint by 20%? What companies? Us each as individuals? What? How are you going to fairly make each and every human being in the United States and the companies reduce that by 20%? What do you? Is it across the board? Do we share that 20%?
No, that'd be the Marxists. The Marxists would take control of that situation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, does it get bad like Canada, right? All of a sudden you see your electric bill going up 20, 30, 50, 100%, 200%, because that's the only way to really make us reduce it. I got to turn my lights off because, ooh, I'm using up electricity. I'm going to pay for it, right?
Well, I tell you, until about just a few months ago, I saw a real dire situation happening in this country, which includes a border war, a race war, and jihads running crazy across our country.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that all could still happen because we've only got one man in power right now who's fighting it, and we have to keep fighting this because our very... The whole country really is at stake. It might not take a week or two, take 30 years, 100 years. The time frame is pretty much irrelevant. But these guys are here to take us down. And if we don't stand up in the next 20 years, we won't be able to stop them because they will outnumber us.
Yep.
They're outbreeding us, and they're out-immigrating us, and
yep.
they're just coming over.
Yeah,
the only way to do it was to bring all the Europeans over here, and then we'll go for it that way.
Well, you know, and there you go, Gary, because you know what? Is that what we see in another 10, 20 years? All of a sudden we see the white flight of Europeans who are like, we've lost our homeland and we need a place to go and you're going to come here. Problem is, we're bringing so many here. It's not, you're right.
Yeah.
They are outbreeding us. It's part of that soft jihad where they move in, they become a certain amount, they take over. And the next thing you know, Western culture is gone, folks. If you're a guy that likes to drink beer, if you're a woman that likes to wear a bikini, that's at stake, folks. That's your culture and life at stake.
We got to fight for bikinis.
Yeah, bikinis. Yeah, I'm quite sure that they took England first or made sure they took England so we couldn't use it as a base and retake Europe again for the third time.
Yeah, well, exactly right. You know, and what's funny, I saw Angela Merkel post this morning saying, Germany, the German army will defend Europe. And I'm like, really? You did so well in the last two world wars, Angela. I don't think Germany is going to do anything for anybody,
yeah,
right?
Gary was suggesting that we would have had another
German
Normandy.
Army marching into France to save France?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm done with Europe. I don't think we should be doing anything over there.
They can call it Vichy.
Yeah. Listener Joanne is also saying, she goes, can Trump pull the U.S. troops stationed in Germany home? Well, maybe we should. I don't know. But there's a lot going on there. And frankly, my thought is, Europe is gone. It really is at this point.
Gary, it's a little premature,
yeah,
but
yeah,
another 10 or 15 years, definitely.
Yep. Great call, Gary,
Thanks,
as
Gary.
Always. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Take care. Did you have something else you wanted to hit before we get these other calls?
Well, I just wanted to go back to Comey real quick. Remember that Trump had said something about you better hope there aren't any tapes?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and this author
yes.
says
yes.
that, hey, that whole reference was the fact that they had gathered all of Comey's archives out of his office while he was out of the office. Trump has the tapes.
Yeah, they're Comey's tapes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
He was just
trying to lead him, bait him,
yes,
whatever.
Let him
yeah.
know that it's out there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, don't try anything. We
yeah,
got it.
Comey's got some problems, and let's see what his testimony comes out this week. Let's take a call from Brian on line two. Brian's in Pinckney. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Couple of things. First of all, regarding the whole climate gate baloney, this all was predicted way back, I want to say, in the 70s or 80s in a book written by Edward Griffin called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And the whole thing is about money, global power levers being shifted. And goes all the way back to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and it's if you read the chapter, the late chapters in the book going forward about the future of the world society, it predicts all this. It was just amazing, and as far as Comey goes, I do believe, if I recall correctly, that his wife was running for public office in Virginia, and I believe the Clinton Foundation made a substantial contribution to her.
Oh no, that was McCabe. That's the guy that is McCabe. In charge. He's the interim FBI director. That's Andrew McCabe. He's in charge right now until they replace him.
Again, the Clintons have their fingers in so much.
Speaking of interim, when Trump does appoint an interim, a real interim, and gets McCabe, by the way, that guy does not have to face Senate approval as interim. That's the next step, and it's got to come quick.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, great call, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, line 3. Joe, welcome to the show.
There he is.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I wanted to talk to you about Patrick Colbeck. You guys and Linda have been a big part of helping me push the draft Patrick Colbeck for governor page on Facebook, and step one accomplished.
Yes.
I'm not letting anything out of the bag. The Detroit News reported 2 days ago Patrick Colbeck has filed the paperwork for Colbeck for governor committee.
Yeah, and let me just say this, folks at home. If you are a Michigan resident, Patrick Colbeck is the smartest, most common sense person you could ever put into the position of governor for this state. No ifs, ands, or buts. You can take Gretchen Whitmer, throw her out, take any of these other monkeys that are thinking about running, throw them out, because that's what they are. Patrick Colbeck has got brains, he's got common sense, and he's a patriot. That's the guy you need to be putting into office as governor.
And he is a rocket scientist. He really is a rocket scientist.
And the logo, because people will think of, why does he have a rocket on his logo? Because he's a rocket scientist. He is that smart.
Yeah.
But, he and his family took a big cut to become a state senator from the job he was working. He's in it for the right reasons. He's a true statesman and somebody we truly need who's in it for the right reasons for the people. He wasn't involved in politics. He first got involved in politics when our local area Tea Party Rattle With Us started.
Yeah.
And he, you know, jumped in with both feet and decided that he needed to personally step up. He was in a position, he and his wife were in a position that they could make a difference, and they've been making a difference in the state Senate, and we really need him to be governor. And please keep on the Draft Patrick Colbeck Facebook page to spread information, share information. Information about where to donate is there on Facebook, because everybody knows a statewide campaign takes a lot of money.
It does.
And we need the grassroots to fund it.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, excellent call,
Joe. Good work, Joe. Real good work, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe, and we'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Take care, my friends. Love you.
Love you, too. Take care. And let's take a call from Joanne in Athens, Ohio. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. I'm wondering if Trump can pull out the U.S. troops who are stationed in Germany. How will Angela like that?
There's a lot of troops there that would resent that because they're married to Germans. They like the beer.
Oh,
I was stationed in Germany. I had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, I don't know, Joanne, that would ever happen. I don't think our relationship with Germany is that bad. But, you know, who knows? 10, 20 years, we don't know if Germany and Western Europe continues down the path they are today. If what you, I was there in 2005, right? I went to Germany. I spent 4 weeks in Germany in 2005, two separate trips, and loved it. But I'm not going back. I'm done. After what I have seen in the last 3-4 years, Joanne, I'm done. I'm
you
not going
go to
back
Dearborn.
To Europe.
Are they part of NATO? Is that the reason
there? Yes. Yes.
The Germans aren't putting in their fair share.
No. Well, nobody does except us and two other countries.
Yeah.
Right?
Poland.
Yeah. Poland's putting in over 2%, and there's another country. Anyways, there's only three of us putting over 2% in, which is what you're supposed to be putting in. So Trump did everything right on his little world tour here. When he called out the French and the Germans for not spending enough, too bad. It's the truth. If the truth hurts, you own it.
And our troops are in Germany, or were in Germany, primarily as a tripwire. They were never a serious threat to Russia, but they were there that if Russia were to try and invade, or Poland, through Poland, try and invade Germany, then they'd hit our tripwire, and then we would be drawn in. That was the whole rationale, Article 5 of NATO.
I've still always asked this question, and I know people probably say, Gary, you're an idiot for asking it, but I'm always going to just say this. Has anyone ever said to Russia, listen, you're worried about Western powers, NATO, attacking you. Why doesn't Russia just join NATO, and then there can be no attack?
Right? Gary, you're an idiot.
I'm just asking. No. Why hasn't anyone ever said, listen, no.
Actually,
Vladimir,
I think I heard you
join
say that
NATO
before,
and you're
brilliant.
Good.
It's brilliant.
You know what
yes.
I mean? There'll be no attacking on either side because we're all in the same alliance together. Mm-hmm. That would allow Russia to move arms and equipment down to the southern border of Russia where they face the real threat of Islamic extremists.
Then there'd be competition for the UN.
Yes. You know? So, I don't know. I'm just saying. But I'm sure there's reasons.
Oh, you want us in bed with the Russians because you're pro-Trump.
I got myself a nice little DACA. All right. Well, thanks, Joanne. Great Bye-bye. Call. Take care. All right. Let's hit Bob. And
that's a lot of phone lines.
I know.
Lit
it's just
up.
Blowing up here. Bob in Ypsilanti. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bob. What do you got?
Yeah, this is about climate change. In 1783... this Icelandic volcano, Laki, L-A-K-I, erupted, lasted about a year, and it put out so many metric tons of sulfur dioxide and fluorocarbons, it was probably responsible for the French Revolution because of the famine it caused there. It was responsible for killing 1/6 of the population in Egypt.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Man,
you
that's...
might want to check that out. Laki, 1783.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Bob, you are like the ultimate Trivial Pursuit player. That's awesome
well, that's
information.
Right. People need to understand that. Thanks for bringing that up, Bob, because that's history, and people get bored by history, and yet, wow.
Yeah, great call, Bob. You got anything else?
Well, it caused the Gulf of Mexico to freeze. The
what?
Mississippi River at the Gulf of Mexico to freeze.
Really?
Yep. You might want to check it out. Laki, 1783.
Okay, we'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Great call, Bob. Nice to hear. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake before we run out of time. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, thanks. Just to let you know, my sister-in-law is German. She currently lives in Berlin.
Okay.
She was here last year for a month during the campaign season, and she changed her mind on Trump, that's for sure, because a lot of what they get over there is propaganda, and Trump was evil and this and that. But then when she saw what Hillary Clinton was doing firsthand over the news and listening to your show and other shows that we listen to, she wholeheartedly changed her mind and felt that Hillary Clinton was nothing but a witch.
There you go. We are a force of nature, yes, Todd. And part of that is because we've got great listeners like you and Bob and Joe. And so we love getting all the calls that we get from you guys. Because you know what? You have value to us. And you have value to America. So I'm glad that you guys are always calling in with some of this greatest of information. It's awesome. What
all
else
right,
you got?
Well, thank you. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Take care. Great call. All right. Man, we just...
Well, I guess
today,
I was totally wrong. I thought we'd hear a lot of calls on Comey and just nothing
well,
on Comey.
You know what? I think people are tired of it. But it's good to know that he is a dirtbag.
Well, let's see what his testimony is this week.
We
with
will
that
see.
In mind. Yep.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. And www.thedailydrift.com. Check it out, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.